So I'd like to touch on the subject about your self-worth. What is your self-worth? Many of us probably don't know. Many of us don't value ourselves the way we should. And if you don't, you know, why is it that it's so hard to find yourself, or it's hard to value yourself, to find certain goals or certain reasons why you do what you do, whatever it is that you can or can't do? What are you able to do at this time? And if you have anything hindering you from that, you know, can you put your finger on what it actually is that's hindering you? So these are just a few thoughts that, you know, ran across a discussion of mine that I've had. And just knowing your self-worth is worth so much. And a lot of us still feel like we're worth so much more than what we play out every day. And if that's the case, why haven't you realized, pursued, and got it done to elevate yourself? You know, so just realizing or noticing what you can do and what you're capable of doing. What is the reason that you're being hindered or held back? Is it because of personal choice? Is it a situation that you're going through because you want to help so many other people or try to touch so many other people that you fail to help yourself? You know, the saying is that the people that are the strongest usually help everybody out, and they're the ones that end up needing the most help because you give yourself so much, or you try to have such a big heart and no one ever gives back. And this will go back into my second or third segment, whichever one I get to first, about how people do not reciprocate the same energy that you put out towards them. But I just want to know your thought process on just what's hindering you or us as a people, or even as an individual. Just come in or leave a message, just vent. And while you're venting, realization should play in part and say, or set off a light bulb that tells you, that's what I need to change in order to elevate myself, or in order to take myself to the next level in what it is that I want to accomplish.